Mini episode 299 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by DOU Productions, delivering coverage of sports and pop culture through columns, live blogs, and original videos. Follow them on the web at generationshatter.blogspot.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 299 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with the FDH Lounge preview of Breaking Bad episode 5.12, which is called Rabid Dog. Throughout the second half of the final season of what has arguably been the greatest TV drama of all time, we're ranking the five most important developments of the most recent episode and assessing how they set the table for what's to come. Showrunner Vince Gilligan has warned that developments in the final eight episodes will come more fast and furious than ever before, partially because a greater span of time is being covered, and partially because an absolutely epic ending awaits. So the overall deck will be getting reshuffled quite regularly, making these episodes the most concentrated form of the epic thrill ride to date. Coming out of episode 5.11, here are the top five developments setting the tone for 5.12. Number five, Todd gets ready to cook for the new meth alliance of Lydia and the Aryan gang. There was very little that happened to move this aspect of the story along. In fact, all of the developments came in the cold open. But this part still remains the most likely element of the endgame in terms of the return of Mr. Lambert, his machine gun, and his ricin capsule. Todd was proud to tell his uncle that he was up to the task of taking over Declan's meth production, and his phone message to Walt, which may have been every bit as unwise as bragging about a train robbery in a diner, indicated that he still looked up to his mentor. But you can expect relations to chill quickly when, not if, Todd's lab fails to live up to the exacting standards of Lydia's Czech associates. Given that the action of the second half of this season has been compressed into a short period of time, we may see the developments with this crew being parceled out slowly in the next four episodes, with the series finale being entirely devoted to the endgame. Remember, the finale of the first half of the season took place over a wide period of time. The pace of events since the resumption of new episodes indicates that history may well repeat itself, with a motley alliance of characters posing a challenge for Walt at the end. Number four. As might have been expected, Jesse and Hank didn't immediately bond in their disdain of Walt, but their face-to-face set the stage for Jesse's discovery of Walt's great betrayal. Ironically, even though Jesse resented Walt because he knew that Mike had been murdered, lessons that the wily ex-cop imparted to him about the code of the life and not ratting on your comrades won out in the interrogation with Hank. Even before Saul Goodman's grand entrance, Jesse wasn't on the verge of rolling over on Walt. But Saul's report back to Walt set up the fateful meeting in the desert, where good old Heisenberg was able to convince Jesse that their mutual interests did lie in the younger man getting a clean start where he could never be found. That decision, sealed with an emotional, if not completely honest, hug, made Jesse's later discovery that much more impactful. Spoiler alert, TV Guide reported that Hank catches up with Jesse in the next episode. You have to think the dynamic of that meeting will be much different. Number three, the White Schrader Summit fails to serve up tableside guacamole, but does bring the couples together for the first time since Hank discovered the truth about Heisenberg. Given the long histories of these characters and what everyone knows about everyone else even outside of Walt's double life, the public sit-down was predictably fraught with drama. In particular, Marie's suggestion that Walt kill himself was considered to be quite notable and shocking in several of the reviews of the episode. And in typical Breaking Bad style, the thick tension was cut with black humor with the intermittent interruptions of the perky waiter. In the end, the stalemate that resulted was predictable, but again, in typical Breaking Bad fashion, the resulting twist was completely unpredictable. Number two, Walt's faux confession tape is in reality a shocking blackmail attempt on Hank. As Walt left the restaurant, he slid a DVD over to Hank, containing a so-called confession that actually framed Hank as the true Heisenberg. The video was a brilliant callback to Walt's aborted confession in the pilot episode, and the touch of it being viewed after Marie told him to kill himself, after his aborted suicide attempt also in the pilot episode, continues the show's peerless run of deploying callbacks. The story could be very damaging to Hank, particularly the part about his medical bills being financed with drug money, but it does have a few plot holes that Hank could exploit. For example, if Hank were really Heisenberg, he could finance his own recovery and would not have been reliant on Walt's $177,000. However, the true objective is merely to slow Hank down so that Walt can run out the clock and die with the illusion of being a noble family man intact, so that his family can live off of his ill-gotten gains. Skyler is saddened about this turn of events, but is resolute in helping Walt stall for sufficient time, regardless of how it will end her relationship with her sister. Hank is now completely on the defensive, and he will have to be more resourceful than ever to bring down the archenemy who has been under his nose all along. Number 1. Jesse finds out that Walt orchestrated Brock's poisoning. The final run of Breaking Bad has been all about the brutal dissolution of relationships, from the business one that Declan had with Lydia and her allies, to the rupture in the White Schrader family. But the core relationship that has been traced throughout the course of the show has been between Walt and Jesse as they navigated this dark journey together. Walt has betrayed his protege in numerous ways, by killing Mike, by letting Jane die, and by poisoning Brock as part of the Gus Fring assassination. Jesse figured out that Walt had done Mike in, but the other two crimes always loomed much larger and promised to deliver a harsh, irreversible change from allies to enemies. Saul's methodology in getting Jesse ready to be picked up by the Grid Eraser underestimated the younger man's cognitive skills, and when he pieced together that Huell had pickpocketed him twice, every harsh suspicion he ever had about Walt was confirmed. One part of the endgame has finally been confirmed. Walt won't be coming back now to save Jesse, as they are now mortal enemies. The key question at the moment resolves around whether Jesse will be part of the nearer-term plot, which is Hank's effort to bring down Heisenberg, or whether he figures into what looks to be the final arc with Lydia, Todd, and company. With only 5 episodes left, the next one already looks to be pivotal in establishing where Jesse goes from here. Thank you for tuning in to FDH Lounge mini-episode number 299.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.